are here with Coach Miles from Georgia State Football. Just you mentioned there's no off season, but we'll focus on the summer and then the fall camp. How are the guys looking? How's the energy? Positivity so far?
Energy's good. I mean, you know, we're at that grind part of two-a-days. It's our second week, and they're having to grind pretty hard through it. The weather is a little warm, but they're fighting hard. You know, we're not perfect yet, but we're getting better every day.
We'll focus on the offensive end today, starting with the line. Looks like you have some returners, but you're moving positions as well. How's that unit looking overall, and how are they incorporating into this fall camp?
They're looking better than they've ever looked. You know, they're more athletic and leaner than they've ever been, and they have a another year of understanding the scheme. So, you know, they're performing better than they have in the past.
Looks like Michael Ivory, you're moving him to another position. Is that something that you try to do often, or you just saw his skill set was maybe better at left guard position?
Well, yeah. I mean, Michael's more of a natural guard than he is a tackle. I mean, you know, he helped us by playing tackle, but he's really a guard. And, the best thing for him and his future is playing guard. And the best thing for our football team is him playing guard. So that allows us to put Hunter Atkinson at tackle and Lucas Johnson and Nick Meyer and Sebastian Willer be the tackles. And Mike to concentrate on the guard position, knowing that in an emergency he can always go back out to tackle.
You return your starting center as well. How helpful has that been towards just being controlling an offensive line and piloting the protections and other things like that?
Well, Gabe's getting better with every day. So, I mean, he's only going to be a sophomore. So he's getting better with every rep and every day he's out there. So, you know, it's only helping us.
You have an open position at quarterback. I see you're rotating all the guys in. Just how's that looking so far as Winchester and some of the other guys that you're looking to incorporate into that position?
They're doing a good job. They're building every day. We got to get more consistent at the position, and get more comfortable at the position. So they're working on it.
I'm sure it's a long process, and you shouldn't even have made a decision yet. When would you preferably like to make that choice? Would you like to make it before game week, or have something, an idea now so you get more reps? How's that process going to work for you?
No, we'll make a decision for us, but we won't announce anything or
sure.
Do anything until game day. So, I mean, when we know, we'll know for ourselves, but nobody else will know.
Is it something, you don't say specifically, I know you don't have like a date and time, but something you want maybe to get done earlier or later in camp? Yeah, I'm sure you've been through several of these.
Just whenever it happens. No, I can't put a point on it. I just can't put a date or a time or anything. It's just whenever it happens.
Okay. Your backfield, deep, a lot of guys on the same deal, seems like a lot of rotation. How is that unit looking so far, Kyler Neal and some of the other guys in that group?
They've done a good job of picking up what we're doing and executing and stepping up in the pass game as far as protections and little different things that the back has to do. So I'm happy with the guys that we have back there. I think they're all talented and they all bring something to the table.
You return one of the better skill position sets in the conference with Penny Hart, Robert Davison, and Keith Rucker. How's that help having those tight ends and receivers and the talent that they bring as far as your offense goes?
Well, I mean, you don't win games by coaching. You win games with players. So, you know what I mean? They do a great job, and they're very talented, and we've got to get them the ball, and we got to keep them healthy.
Yeah, and then on Penny Hart, just talking to him, it seems like he's more comfortable this year, obviously being a sophomore, and he had a strong freshman campaign. Do you see a difference already just in him understanding the system better, being physically stronger, and things like that?
Oh, yeah, he's much bigger than he was. He's, a very strong individual, so... And he's another year into the leadership role. So, he's more comfortable as a leader now.